Welcome back. Brand new episode. All gas, no trash. My name's Josh, here today with the good buddy Adam.
Yes.
And today we're going to be listening to Zamia's new track. But first, it's the No Curse Minute sponsored by Game Rage Magazine.
Yeah, I just want to give a quick plug to our YouTube playlist.
Yeah.
It's called 2025 All Gas No Trash playlist. So if you want to stay up to date on all the tracks that we have been keeping track of with every episode, don't bother checking in the description of each episode. We're just going to throw it all in the Game Rage, or rather the All Gas No Trash playlist. So you can find all the songs there and you can listen to them in a neat little package
that
you can listen to on repeat and shuffle and do all the things.
Man, what great guys we are to be putting this all in one spot for people, man. I mean, we really should be given more props than we're given. But all right, that's the end of the No Curse Minute. So go check out our YouTube shit. Anyways, okay. So Zamia, new single. GG, you have any lore to drop on this?
No, I don't. I mean, they continue to dazzle and impress and do all the things. I think one thing I want to give them credit for is the number of videos that they have posted on YouTube. Like, talk about finding new ways to keep intrigue in a song, where they're doing different versions of music videos for one song, but also doing like commentary on their own music videos and their own song. Mm. Like, fuck, man, that's fucking genius. Like, that's more content that people are looking for or would like to see the thought process of how and why they are doing the things that they do. And I can't say enough good things. What am I trying to say?
I don't know. You're saying you can't say enough.
Is that the correct?
You can't jerk them off hard enough is what you're trying to say?
Yeah. I mean, I just like the project. I think it's doing well. I hope more people are turned on to their music. It's fun. It's enjoyable. And
you're continually glazing them is what you're saying?
Yes. So hopefully things don't change with this latest track that they're releasing called GG. I don't know what that abbreviation, if that's an abbreviation or
good game.
Yeah. So I don't know.
Maybe it's about Fortnite. I don't know. Who knows?
Maybe
we'll find out. I guess we'll find out. So anything else for you?
No, that's pretty much it. So what we're going to do for those of you that listen, we're going to listen to the track, pull up your digital streaming platform of choice or analog. Yeah. You can do that too. Or if you listen on YouTube, pause this video or
go to our playlist.
Yeah, go to our playlist because we're probably going to be adding it as soon as we upload this particular video. And then we'll just add this shit to our YouTube playlist that you should probably check out. So without further ado, we'll listen to GG from Zamia and we'll do that right now.
All right. That was GG, the latest track from Zamia. What'd you think of that one?
I'm going to go on one of Josh's ketamine trips.
Oh, man, good, because I got one, too. Anyways, go ahead.
All right. I don't know why I imagine, like, an anime intro or some type of anime. Or rather, specifically, an anime with an all-girl group. You got, like, the gremlin girl that looks like a gremlin, and mm-hmm. you got the tall one. Kind of like Hands Off Aizoken, if anybody's ever seen that, which is about three girls that try to make their own anime studio. Something like that, but I'm thinking more science. And they go off on all these misadventures and weird shit happens. This is a very strange track, but I actually really enjoyed it. I thought it was going to turn into Take On Me from Aha because of the drum pad clap. That droning like bass line that's kind of like panned left and right is cool. And then we got that really cool solo from Zanse. And it's just a very weird fucking track. And I think it's indicative of the project. And I've talked about this before, but Zamia, within their own biography, their own profile, they describe themselves as this eclectic group, and they listed all these genres, and I was not totally in belief that they would commit to that or that they are, in fact, all those things. And here they are doing it. And they even go off on like stranger paths. And this is one of the stranger tracks that I've heard from Zamya, but it doesn't make me like it any less. Like it's very enjoyable. And it's unlike any other previous Zamya track. And they continue to surprise me. I fucking liked it.
Yeah, I love that. I thought it was awesome. All right, I want to preface this with this that this was awesome.
All right, let me yeah, fuck it. But I'll separate it between your take
and okay, all right. So we'll start at 6 minutes, I guess,
right? Yeah.
Okay, so I feel this song, like I felt like that I went on an acid trip during this song, okay? Like, I literally, like, me and you were sitting here and we just were like, you know what, fuck it, let's do a bunch of acid before we listen to this song. We were like, cool. And as we did the acid, as the song kicks on, the world explodes into a litany of kaleidoscope colors. And we're like, just, we're running and then we're like spinning. And like
I can't really explain what this is, but talking about the album cover, it's got some weird shit
in the
background. And garlic.
Garlic, yeah. Okay, so, and then also, we get into, once she starts, like, singing, once Kamiya starts singing, we, all of a sudden, we are in, it's not the Hello Kitty world, but it's in a world akin to that, and we're, like, we're ourselves, and we're in this animated fucking world, and we're just, like, what the fuck is going on? And as we're looking at each other, all of a sudden, we just hear when that bass line, that droning bass line comes in, all of a sudden, I just hear, like, you need to kill them all. And then and then there's an axe. Like, I have an axe in my hand. And I'm like, what? And they're like, and this counter appears. It's like kill count. And it says, like 100. And then I'm like, the fuck does that mean? And so I'm like, well, fuck it. So I just go ahead and lop the head off of one of these cute, fucking adorable animated creatures. And it drops, goes to 99. And I'm like, hey, man, if we want to go back home, we have to kill each 100 of these fucking things. And we're just like, fuck it. If that's what we got to do, that's what we got to do. So we literally go and we start just murder. We're brutally murdering these adorable animated characters. And we're not animated. We're just humans. All right. And these things are animated. And everything around us is animated. The axes are animated. Everything's animated.
Is it like the blood is not in fact blood, but it's like puppies and candy or like lemonade or something?
Yeah, no, it's definitely not like, it's not real blood.
Yeah,
but I don't know, it's like strawberry jam. Oh, hey, what, this is great. And then we get hungry after all the killing, so then we eat them and they taste delicious. Like I'm getting this like flavor of like fucking like Sour Patch Kids, and it's just like, oh man, these little fuckers are delicious. And then after we kill the last one, that's when the trip ends and we get kaleidoscope transported back here. Mm-hmm. And then we both look at each other and go, what the fuck just happened? And then we're like, I don't even know. I don't even know how to explain this. That's what that song felt like in a very good way. I just want to say in a very positive way. Mm. That song was awesome as fuck, man. I enjoyed the shit out of it. Again, like you said, this was unlike the other two tracks that they did, which is a good fucking thing, man. This is indicative of the project. It's some weird, awesome, googly shit, I guess, for lack of a better term. And that's fucking great. So that's my take on it.
Yeah.
So anyways, you got anything else to add?
No, I'm just curious where this is heading, because we've gotten quite a few tracks.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if we're going to get two additional ones on top of the four singles that we've already gotten in an EP. If we're going to get that. All these four tracks plus two new ones and an EP, or maybe we get an actual album. Cause that would be, I mean, I don't care which one it is, but if I had a preference, I'd love to have a full length album, but knowing that artists typically wait a while before they release a debut album because they need to build hype and they need to build their audience so that the demand is there. I'm okay with that. I'll take an EP, but, I hope this leads to some end goal. And we'll see where eventually Zamya takes us in their radical psychedelic, well, at least for this track, journey. Because this is a very I hate to stereotype. I hate to use this word excessively because it's so often abused. It is quite an eclectic sound for this group, and they continue to deliver on that. It's going to create high expectations for eventually when the debut album comes out. So
yeah, true story.
That's all I got to say.
All right, well, thank you guys for listening. I know, and the Zamia faithful will come out and they will translate this episode synopsis into Japanese for the Japanese fans. So
yeah.
Thanks in advance for doing that, because we're definitely not going to do it. So
yeah,
we appreciate it. Anyways, all right. Well, thanks for listening, and I guess we'll catch you guys on the next one.